Kia ora koutou and welcome to this 10th edition of Classical Chromatics with me, Claire Martin. I'm part of the Radio 13 Music Collective, writing, photographing and promoting music over on radio13.co.nz. I'm once again talking to you from my music studio at home, and it's been bounced to the technicians at Planet FM and out to you. Extending a huge thank you to the amazing folk at Planet FM tonight to keep us broadcasting in these restricted times of lockdown. Today is a special program because it celebrates the 10th program of Classical Chromatics. And truly, I'm still wondering, how did I get here? The miracle of me actually broadcasting. And my thanks for this goes arcing over the planet to my dear friend Ruben Raj, who persuaded me that this would be a possibility at all. Today is also kind of special to me because it's my birthday today, Saturday the 25th of April, and if it's my party, I'll play the music I want to, which I always do anyway, but today's program is a selection of music that brings much joy to my heart. And the last reason this is truly special is that I've had special requests for what to play today. So this list includes songs which my friends and families associate with me, and perhaps I'll let you into a few of those stories as we go along. Kicking us along then is the gorgeous Glassworks by Philip Glass, with Víkingur Ólafsson on piano and the Siggi Strigg String Quartet, I should say. If you're a regular listener of these shows, you may remember Program 4, I played Ólafsson with his etude, Philip Glass's etude. So, settle in, get your glass of wine ready, and I really hope you enjoy the ride. Thank you. Glassworks by Philip Glass with Víkingur Ólafsson on piano and the Siggi String Quartet. I have a particular love of music that crosses borders and genres, and a particular love of neoclassical music. So we continue that vein with Steve Reich's Duet, written in 1993 and dedicated to Yehudi Menuhin. Violinist Daniel Hope, who performs this work, has a particular attachment to Yehudi Menuhin. He tells the story. He says, "My parents fled South Africa in the 1970s and settled in London, where very soon their money ran out. We had nowhere to go. At the 11th hour, facing a calamity, we had some incredible luck. An employment agency offered my mother a compelling choice of jobs, secretary to either the Archbishop of Canterbury or to the violinist Yehudi Menuhin. She chose Menuhin, and their association lasted 24 years until his death. Our life changed immediately and forever. For the next years, I grew up in Menuhin's house in Highgate, London, where my mother would take me every day to play while she worked. Menuhin was a wonderfully spontaneous man. He'd leave his violin, the Guarnieri del Gesù, and an open violin case on the table. He never put it away. He picked it up and played it, almost as if he were drinking a glass of water. He once told me, 'One has to play every day. One is like a bird. And can you imagine a bird saying, I'm tired today, I don't feel like flying?' The violin was part of him. To this day, his sound remains in my ear, so unique and so fascinatingly beautiful." So here is Daniel Hope and the Kammer Orchestra of Basel performing Steve Reich's Duet. That was Daniel Hope and the Kammer Orchestra of Basel performing Steve Reich's duet. This next piece was requested by two dear friends, both requesting the same song, and therefore I'm obliged to play it, and you might understand my slight reticence when I explain that it's actually a recording of me. So the following is Claire Martin performing Charpentier's Depuis le Jour with the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. And in this Charpentier aria, Louise is describing being in love. And it is a live performance as part of the Mobile Song Quest. And I forget the year, some time ago. This goes out to Richard and to Maria. Thank you very much for picking this. Charpentier's Depuis le Jour, performed by myself, Claire Martin, and the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. The next piece is because I have a thing for impressionistic piano works, and also because I've discovered this composer and I'm really enjoying exploring his works. This is the Estonian composer Urmas Siskal, who is inspired by astronomy and creates planetal scales, a mode consisting of various pitches. That's for you music nerds out there. It's just a tiny fragment. And then after that, we are going to play Gabriela Lanefranc's piece written for a string quartet, drawing on her heritage of Peru, and a very lively piece called Leyendas, or Legends, an Andean walkabout. And you will hear the De Sol String Quartet performing her Leyendas. But first of all, Urmas Siskal's Starry Sky cycle, his Opus 52.
Thank you.
Gabriela Lena Franck's Leyendas, performed by the De Sol String Quartet. Continuing the Latin theme, we're going to have the incredible guitar work of Javier Mas next. And this is taking in another request, this time from my friend Michelle. Hello, Michelle. You asked for Alexandra Leaving, and I hope you'll forgive me if I've actually chosen to play Who by Fire, just because it's a little bit more dramatic, but also because this version is pretty special. This is from a live album of Cohen and his incredible band performing in Dublin in 2013. Many of you will know that I perform with Imperfect Offering, which is New Zealand's own Leonard Cohen experience. We actually have some shows booked later in the year at the Pump House Theatre in Takapuna, Auckland. So very much hoping that New Zealand will return to live music experience by October. So here is Who by Fire, the lyrics of which are based on the Jewish Book of the Dead. And it's one of my very favourite songs to perform with its drama and its lyrics. So here is Who by Fire.
Thank you. más donde ha quedado.
The incredible voice of Leonard Cohen and the amazing guitar work of Javier Mas at the start there of Who By Fire. So we'll lift the mood now and go more local. This is a band, a New Zealand band called the Carnivorous Plant Society. I love supporting local music and to find out about all the talent that New Zealand has and what an incredible amount of talent we have here. I saw this band at Frieda Margolis' bar in Greylin not so long before lockdown, and it features the talents, amongst others, of Finn Skulls. I was due to see some of this band perform again on April the 5th, but lockdown had other ideas. This song goes out to a colleague and mate of mine, Roger Bowie. Hi, Roger. He's one of the very hard-working folk at Radio 13. So here is the Carnivorous Plant Society with a song called The Baby from their joyous album, The People Below. An amazing track from Carnivorous Plant Society from the album The People Below. So over to jazz. We're keeping this program truly eclectic and wild. One of my abiding heroes of jazz is Ella Fitzgerald. She has every nuance. Her scat improv is meteoric and astonishing. Here her mood is beautiful. This is a live performance, so not great quality. But it is a show in Berlin from 1968, and to my ears, this is one of the best versions of Summertime ever, which, by the way, is not a happy song, but it's quiet and melancholic. It's a little quiet moment in Porgy and Bess. This was requested by my friend Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, maybe remembering one of my mini gigs at Cafe 121 here in Auckland, where I would have performed Summertime. So here is Ella Fitzgerald, Berlin, 1968, Summertime.
The First Lady of Song, is that her nickname? Maybe so. Maybe so.
Summertime. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high.
The greatest quality, but what a treat to hear that beautiful version of Summertime sung by Ella Fitzgerald, Berlin 1968. Here's to more friendship. These next two songs were picked out by my friend Nick. The first because we both love the British band Elbow, who instantly we were so excited to be able to hear in June, but we'll have to delay that pleasure. Coming up is Puncture Repair, which is a lovely song about being friends. Thanks, Nick. Following on from that is a song made famous by Piaf. And Nick chose that because of one of our excursions to a karaoke bar. I think it was K Road, where I sang Rien de Rien. But this time it is a song I've picked tonight called La Foule. And it's going to be performed by Martha Wainwright, who is an amazing interpreter of songs that Piaf sang. So first we hear Puncture Repair, Elbow, and followed by La Foule, Martha Wainwright.
Regularly heard but never said. Je revois la ville en fête et en délire, suffoquant sous le soleil et sous la joie. Et j'entends dans la musique les cris et les rires qui éclatent et rebondissent autour de moi. Et perdu parmi ces gens qui me bousculent, étourdi, désemparé, je reste là. Quand soudain je me retourne, il se recule et la foule vient me jeter entre ses bras. Emporté par la foule qui nous traîne, nous entraîne, écrasés l'un contre l'autre, nous ne formons qu'un seul corps. Et le flot serrant et fort nous pousse enchaîner l'un et l'autre et nous laisse tous deux épanouis, livrés et heureux. Entraînés par la foule qui s'élance et qui danse, une fois le farandole, nos deux mains restent soudées. Et parfois soulever nos deux corps et lancer sans valeur, et retombe tous deux épanouis et délivrés. Et la joie éclaboussée par son sourire me transverse et rejaillit au fond de moi. Mais soudain, je pousse un cri parmi les rires quand la foule vient lâcher entre mes bras. Emporté par la foule qui nous traîne, nous entraîne, nous éloigne l'un de l'autre, je lutte et je me débat. Mais le son de sa voix s'étouffe dans les rires des autres. Et je crie de douleur, de fureur et de rage. Et je pleure. Entraîné par la foule qui se lance et qui danse une folle farandole. Je suis emportée au loin. Et je crispe mes poings maudissant la foule qui me vole. L'homme qu'elle m'avait donné que je n'ai jamais retrouvé.
Isn't that piece just such a riot? That is La Foule on an album of Martha Wainwright's of Piaf songs. I really recommend you check them all out. So the final piece of the evening is one of my other musical heroes, Joni Mitchell. Two of my brothers both selected Joni Mitchell for me. They know me well. Thank you, Nick, and thank you, Hal. I am just going to select one of those choices, going with a live version of the song Amelia from Joni's 1979 concert, also featuring Pat Metheny, who is just over in Auckland, and Jaco Pastorius, the legendary bass player. Joni is one of the reasons why I wanted to be a singer, and she's also the reason I picked up the guitar so I could learn to play the songs from her Blue album. I can't claim to say that I'm a good guitar player at all, but anyway, it got me started. So here is the fantastic version of Amelia, the live version from her Shadows and Light album from 1979, Joni Mitchell's Amelia.
Driving across the burning desert when I spotted six jet planes leaving six white vapor trails across the bleak terrain. It was the hexagram of the heavens, the strings of this guitar. Amelia, it was just a fall. us a line. The drone of flying engines is a song so wild and blue. It scrambles time and seasons if it gets through to you. Then your life becomes a travelogue, a picture postcard chart. It was just a false alarm. People will tell you where they've gone. They'll tell you where to go. Just come to harm. Amelia, it was just a false alarm. I wish that he here tonight. It's so hard to obey his sad request of me to kindly stay away. So this is how I hide the hurt as the road leads cursed and charmed. I tell him just a false alarm. Maybe I've never really loved. I guess that is the truth. I've spent my whole life in clouds at icy altitudes and looking down on everything. I crashed into his arms. To shower off the dust, and I slept on the strange pillows of my wanderlust. I dreamed of 747s over geometric farms. dreams and false alarms.
So Jaco Pastorius playing us out to the end of our program with Joni Mitchell's Amelia. Thanks so much, everybody, for joining me tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much to my friends and family for your selections and for making my lockdown birthday really special. A special shout out to my friends Monica and Rochelle and Susanna and all my other dear ones, and to my two boys who've made lockdown amazing and really fun, and they've been very patient while I sat in the studio doing lots of rambling on my own into a small microphone. So thanks so much for joining me. Join me again on Saturday the 23rd of May for more classical music. This is Claire Martin, Classical Chromatics. And good night and go well. See you the other side of lockdown. Good night.